堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes.
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天 Tate 女士要代表她的咨询公司再次接受记者 Max Dodge 先生的采访。不知大家记不记得 Dodge 先生在撰写一篇介绍 Tate 咨询公司的报道。今天他俩要谈谈 Tate 咨询公司的业务宗旨。首先，他们不怕犯错误，因为吃一堑长一智，犯错误提供学习的好机会，同时他们也勇于担风险，因为这样才能带来最大的成功。现在记者正要开始采访 Tate 女士，我们快去参加，请大家考虑这个问题：怎样才能取得出色的工作效果？
As a consultant, aren't you afraid of giving the wrong advice?
You mean, am I afraid of failure?
Well, failure is too strong a word. Afraid of making mistakes.
You learn from your mistakes, you know.
In other words, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Right. It's important to look at the big picture. Don't sweat the small stuff.
So you encourage risk-taking?
We thrive on risks. That's what gives us great results.
记者问 Tate 女士，作为顾问，她怕不怕向别人提出错误的建议？我们再听一遍她是怎么问的。
As a consultant, aren't you afraid of giving the wrong advice?
记者问了一个否定问句， aren't you afraid of? 因为她预计 Tate 女士是不怕做错误劝告的。其实，记者也可以提出这样一个肯定问句，Are you afraid of giving the wrong advice? 他要是这样问的话，表示他对答案心里没数，并不期待某一种答复。我们再接着听 Tate 女士对他的问题做什么反应。
You mean, am I afraid of failure?
Tate 女士根据自己的理解，把记者的问题重新措辞，并且前面加上 you mean, 来确定自己的理解对不对。我们再听一遍他的话。
You mean, am I afraid of failure?
我们接着听记者怎么澄清自己的意思。
Failure is too strong a word. Afraid of making mistakes.
你注意到吗？他的语调肯定了自己原本的问话。Afraid of making mistakes. 因为他认为 Tate 女士的用词 failure 有点过分。我们继续听 Tate 女士的应答。
You learn from your mistakes, you know.
他说，人们从错误中学习。他这儿用了 you, 但是他并不在指记者，而是泛指任何人。再听一遍这句话。
You learn from your mistakes, you know.
他句尾的 you know, 加强了整句话的肯定语气，并且表示确信记者也了解这一点。记者确实清楚 Tate 女士的意思。我们听听他怎么进一步做解释。
In other words, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
这个成语相当于中文的不入虎穴焉得虎子，意思是不做努力，不担风险，就不会得到任何利益。我们再听一遍这个成语。
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
刚才记者用了短语 in other words,他常常用来引述以不同方式来说的某一想法。刚才 Tate 女士表示错误是学习的手段，记者理解她的意思是，如果我们不敢犯错误，就不能承担必要的风险，也就不能达到某种效果。我们再听一遍他俩的一问一答。
You learn from your mistakes, you know.
In other words, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Tate 女士觉得记者的理解对吗？我们再往下听。
Right. It's important to look at the big picture. Don't sweat the small stuff.
她表示记者的理解正确，并且说 It's important to look at the big picture. 这句话里的 the big picture 指发展大趋势或者全局。Look at the big picture 是个常用的习惯说法，用来提醒人们要着眼于大局。而他接着说的是什么呢？我们再听一遍。
Right. It's important to look at the big picture. Don't sweat the small stuff.
他接着说 Don't sweat the small stuff. 这里的 sweat 做动词用，意思是为什么而烦恼。而 small stuff 也是常用语，指细枝末节，琐碎小事儿。所以 Tate 女士的劝告是别为繁琐小事而烦恼，在枝节问题上即使有失误也无碍大局。那么记者理解 Tate 女士的意思吗？我们听听她的反应是什么。
So you encourage risk taking.
她为了确定 Tate 女士的含义，所以问 Tate 女士是否鼓励勇于担风险的精神。我们再听一遍这句话，注意它的语法结构。
So you encourage risk taking.
这句话虽然从语法上看是陈述句结构，但是他实在是在问个问题。我们接着听 Tate 女士的答复，但是先学个生词 Thrive T-H-R-I-V-E Thrive 意思是兴旺发达。
We thrive on risks. That's what gives us great results.
他说我们是由于敢担风险而兴旺发达起来的。注意他用复数代词 we 指 Tate 咨询公司。我们再听一遍这句话。
We thrive on risk.
Tate 女士还说这样做为他们带来了出色的成果。
That's what gives us great results.
接下来我们要再听一遍他俩的这段谈话。请边听边考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
How can you gain good results?
As a consultant, aren't you afraid of giving the wrong advice?
You mean, am I afraid of failure?
Well, failure is too strong a word. Afraid of making mistakes.
You learn from your mistakes, you know.
In other words, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Right. It's important to look at the big picture. Don't sweat the small stuff.
So you encourage risk-taking?
We thrive on risks. That's what gives us great results.
现在请你回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们的答复。
How can you gain good results?
Take risks.
接下来 Tate 女士和记者要谈 Tate 咨询公司的工作作风。这是一家追求实效的公司，他们努力把工作负担和目标保持在力所能及的范围之内。他们的座右铭是不急于求成，稳步渐进。我们学个短语 Results oriented Results oriented Oriented is spelledORIENTED Oriented 意思是以什么为努力方向的，所以 Result Oriented 就是追求效果或者讲求实效的。再学两个生词，力所能及的英文是 Manageable 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 还有座右铭英文是 model MOTTO model 好我们去参加他俩的讨论吧请边听边想这个问题 Tate 咨询公司的座右铭是什么
Would you say you're a results-oriented company?
Yes, definitely. But we don't bite off more than we can chew.
You like to keep your workload manageable.
Yes, and the goals attainable.
The smaller the project, the sooner you see the results.
We like to break down large projects into workable chunks.
What about long-range plans?
We have them, of course, but our motto is, start slow, work small.
记者问了 Tate 女士什么问题呢？我们再听一遍。
Would you say you're a results-oriented company?
她问，你认为你们是个讲究时效的公司吗？记者刚才其实在问公司的运作方式。我们再听一遍。
Would you say you're a results-oriented company?
Would you say 常用来问别人对某事的看法。她原本可以那样问。
Are you a results-oriented company?
我们来听听 Tate 女士的答复。
Yes, definitely. But we don't bite off more than we can chew.
她先是肯定自己的公司确实讲究时效。我们再听听她又做什么补充。她话里有个生词 chew, C-H-E-W, chew, 意思是嚼。
But we don't bite off more than we can chew.
Bite off 是咬下，这句话直译就是我们不一大口咬下嚼不了的东西。它相当于中国俗语不贪多嚼不烂。其实 bite off more than one can chew 也是英语的一句俗语，含义是承担力所不及的事儿。我们听听记者理解话里的含义了吗？
You like to keep your workload manageable.
记者明白 Tate 女士的意思，并且用自己的话来复述她的话意。你要把你们的工作负担保持在力所能及的范围。我们再听听 Tate 女士认为她的理解正确吗？但是先得学个生词 attainable A-T-T-A-I-N-A-B-L-E attainable 意思是可达到的。
Yes, and the goals attainable.
Tate 女士肯定了记者的解释，并且进而说，他们还把工作目标定在可达到的水平，也就是说，不树立高不可攀的目标。我们接着听记者怎么根据自己对 Tate 女士的话的理解做出推测。
The smaller the project, the sooner you see the results.
她说项目越小，见效越快。这是英语中用定冠词加形容词比较级构成的倒装句型，意思是越怎么样就越怎么样。它前半部分的动词被省略了，说全了应当是 The smaller the project is, the sooner you see the results. 这个句子还可以进一步省略为 The smaller the project isThe sooner the results. 我们再听个有类似结构的例子。
The bigger the better.
越大越好。这句话如果说完整的话是这样的。The bigger it is, the better it is. 我们往下听他俩的讨论。Tate 女士要告诉我们她公司的工作方式。
We like to break down large projects into workable chunks.
这里有 break down something big into something small, 意思是把大规模的事物分成比较小的部分。刚才那句话里的 chunk, C-H-U-N-K, chunk, 原意是块，这里就是指某整体中的部分。还有个词 workable, W-O-R-K-A-B-L-E, workable. 这个形容词的组成是动词 work, 加后缀 able, 意思是可行的。所以这句话的意思是这样的。
We like to make the project workable.
在刚才这段话里有几个由动词加后缀 able 组成的形容词。这种形容词都有能做到什么的意思。我们再听一遍包括这样几个词的句子。
We like to make the project workable.
We like to make the workload manageable.
We like to make the goals attainable.
Tate 女士的公司喜欢把大型项目分解成比较简单易行的小项目来做。那么，他们有没有整体规划呢？这正是记者的疑问。
What about long-range plans?
Long-range plans 是长远规划。我们听 Tate 女士怎么回答。
We have them, of course, but our motto is start slow, work small.
她说他们当然是有长远规划的，但是他们的信条是放慢速度起步，从小处着手。换句话说是不急于求成，稳步渐进。好，让我们再听一遍这段谈话，请边听边思考这个问题的答案是什么。
What is Tate Associates' motto?
Would you say you're a results-oriented company?
Yes, definitely. But we don't bite off more than we can chew.
You like to keep your workload manageable.
Yes, and the goals attainable.
The smaller the project,the sooner you see the results.
We like to break down large projects into workable chunks.
What about long-range plans?
We have them, of course, but our motto is start slow, work small.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完了再参考一下我们说的答案。
What is Tate Associates' motto?
Start slow, work small.
佩德女士接着和记者讨论不同项目是否有共同点。每一家公司都有特定需要，而且他们特有的问题也得分别解决。这为佩德女士提供了发挥创造性的机会。在听他俩的讨论以前，我们先学个生词 carry over, C-A-R-R-Y-O-V-E-R, carry over. 它的意思是以前留下的可以继续转用的东西。再学个习惯用语 ,reinvent the wheel, reinvent the wheel. 从字面来解释它的意思是再次发明轮子。古人早就发明了轮子。你要是再去发明一次，岂不是毫无必要地做重复劳动吗？这就是这个习惯用语的意思。再学两个有相连关系的词 ,innovator, I-N-N-O-V-A-T-O-R, innovator, 这是革新者 ,innovative, I-N-N-O-V-A-T-I-V-E, innovative, 它的意思是创新的。好，我们去听他们的讨论吧。请边听边想这个问题，在工作中，大家都喜欢处于什么境地？
Is there much carryover from one project to another?
Unfortunately, no. What works for one company won't work for another.
So are you continually reinventing the wheel?
Not at all. Each company has a different problem to solve.
Which requires a different approach.
A different approach and a different solution.
As an innovator, you must like the challenge.
Everyone likes to be challenged. We all like to be innovative.
他们在一个项目中的工作和想法能否转而应用在下一个项目中？我们注意听他问题中的 carry over 这个词。
Is there much carry over from one project to another?
我们听听 Tate 女士的回答。
Unfortunately, no. What works for one company won't work for another.
她说不幸的是不能转用。因为对一家公司见效的东西并不适用于另一家。What works for one company won't work for another. 这也是个常见的句型。我们再听例子。
What works for me won't work for you.
这句话是说对我有用的并不适用于你。我们继续听他们的讨论。记者听了 Tate 女士的话得出什么结论来了呢？
So are you continually reinventing the wheel?
她说既然这样，那么你们是否在再三的做重复劳动呢？我们再听一遍这句话，注意里面用到的习惯用语 reinvent the wheel。
So are you continually reinventing the wheel?
实际上咨询公司有没有做重复劳动呢？我们听 Tate 女士怎么说。
Not at all. Each company has a different problem to solve.
她的答复显示她觉得自己的工作内容丰富多彩，她并不认为自己在做单调的重复，因为项目各不相同。我们再听一遍她俩的一问一答。
So are you continually reinventing the wheel?
Not at all. Each company has a different problem to solve.
记者听了她的话接着说什么呢？我们往下听。
Which requires a different approach.
记者理解不同公司有不同的问题，所以也需要不同的解决方式。我们再听听 Tate 女士有什么补充。
A different approach and a different solution.
我们再听听记者听了这些话做出什么样的推测来了呢？
As an innovator, you must like the challenge.
记者说Tate 女士作为革新者一定喜欢这样的挑战。Tate 女士同意记者的看法吗？
Everyone likes to be challenged. We all like to be innovative.
她说谁都喜欢接受挑战，我们都希望有创新精神。好，让我们再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，请边听边考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What do we all like to be?
Is there much carryover from one project to another?
Unfortunately, no. What works for one company won't work for another.
So are you continually reinventing the wheel?
Not at all. Each company has a different problem to solve.
Which requires a different approach.
A different approach and a different solution.
As an innovator, you must like the challenge.
Everyone likes to be challenged.We all like to be innovative.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
What do we all like to be?
Challenged and innovative.
现在请大家从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的谈话，复习一下学到的词句。
As a consultant, aren't you afraid of giving the wrong advice?
You mean, am I afraid of failure?
Failure is too strong a word. Afraid of making mistakes.
You learn from your mistakes, you know.
In other words, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Right. It's important to look at the big picture. Don't sweat the small stuff.
So you encourage risk-taking?
We thrive on risks. That's what gives us great results.
Would you say you're a results-oriented company?
Yes, definitely. But we don't bite off more than we can chew.
You like to keep your workload manageable.
Yes, and the goals attainable.
The smaller the project, the sooner you see the results.
We like to break down large projects into workable chunks.
What about long-range plans?
We have them, of course, but our motto is...Start slow, work small.
Is there much carryover from one project to another?
Unfortunately, no. What works for one company won't work for another.
So are you continually reinventing the wheel?
Not at all. Each company has a different problem to solve.
Which requires a different approach.
A different approach and a different solution.
As an innovator, you must like the challenge.
Everyone likes to be challenged. We all like to be innovative.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加下次会谈。 了解 Tate 咨询公司怎样又一次帮助顾客解决业务上的难题。我是维维，这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。